So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is Bo. I'm delighted to have her on the call with us. And exactly where are you in the world today, Grace Engler?
I am in cold Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I have a lot of friends in Wisconsin. There must be something good there because there's so many good people there.
Yeah, the nature here is so amazing. I haven't found a place exactly like Wisconsin to, you know, with the nature, because it's when you walk in our like parks and state trails, it's just like a healing experience. So that is an experience in itself. If you've never been to Wisconsin.
I might have been conceived there. Where is Marquette University near there?
Yeah, I'm actually... Yeah,
that's where my
parents down. Oh, wow. Wow, hey.
And all that.
And all that. Wow, small universe.
But then, right before I was born, they moved to California, so I got to be born here.
Oh, wow.
But I was there for
that's awesome.
Babyhood before I came out.
So that's awesome.
Grace Engler, tell us a little bit about, you know, what gets you inspired? What gets you into gear? What gets all that energy running? Your energy is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much, Erica. I think for me, the biggest thing that really gets my energy ramped up and just, you know, I'm excited, full of life, is creating my life. I've noticed the difference when I'm not creating my life, you know, that energy is completely different. And when I'm actually doing things that I enjoy, when I'm continuing to add to my life, having fun with what I'm doing is just like, it's a turn on. It's like, I am just like, you know, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about, like, if someone's kind of feeling down in the dumps, you know, I'm sure like some people turn on the show to like help kind of cheer up or turn them back on. What do you recommend for like getting turned on? And I think, you know, we have our culture has a little issue with sexuality, but honestly being turned on, it's being turned up. It's being interested. Yep. It's not just all about.
It's right. Exactly.
About curiosity or a willingness to learn. So tell me a little bit about that, like that experience of getting engaged.
Yeah. You know, I just had an experience, you know, a couple hours ago where I was just like, you know, when you have the WTF moments and it's just like, oh, this day is just over. I just want to... I'm just done. So I can totally relate to that. And, you know, the first thing that I did in that moment, you know, I just was an allowance of, you know, of what was my experience. And then I looked at, okay, what if I did not have a problem? What is the possibility here? And so when you say for someone who may be in that space is, you know, look at, you know, what question can you ask? And I know sometimes when you're in that moment and, you know, everything is going awry, you're not thinking of any questions. But for me, the thing that just came up in my head is, you know, what is the possibility here? Nice. And I love the access tools. And how does it get any better than this? And I kept repeating that and repeating that and repeating that, because when we do start to look at our life, not, you know, is what happens to us and, you know, react to that and react to the problems, but look at what is occurring. What is the possibility here? Because if you see your life as a miracle, the only thing that is available really are possibilities.
Right. And you know, one of the things that I look at, you know, I'm doing time is the present is not all that. Like, I know, like, hours in the present, and I know that the present's supposed to be all that.
Yeah.
What if the present wasn't all that? Like, what if the present was actually kind of some parts of it were a lie or some parts of it were...
Hey, yes.
And then you go, okay, so what could creation do within me right now to change?
Exactly.
I love just not having a looking around at my, I was so funny. I was, I sell real estate, and I was at this house on Saturday that I was helping sell. And it was so bad inside. I did the open house from the front, which was really, really, really cute. And I sat there in the cute front yard with a cute arboretum over me. And behind me was this like, needs a lot of work place. And I thought, what if that's symbolic of me? Like, what if it's like a house that needs good things, but there's parts of me that are like adorable. Am I going to give up on me? Just because I need new plumbing. I don't. I'm playing with that. But like, what if I need all new this and that? It's all like this superficial, because the me of me isn't that, you know, isn't disgusting, right?
So yeah.
An interesting moment when I was sitting there and just kind of looking at like, what if we are a work in progress, and what if that was okay, you know?
Yes. Yeah, because, you know, when you think of life, you know, so many things occur, and being able to just know that, you know, within every moment, there is the possibility to change anything, and how we interact with that moment plays a huge role in you know, the next moments. But just, I think for me this afternoon, that was just a great, I'm so glad that actually happened to me. Now that we're having this conversation, because it was like a practice, like a building of that muscle. Because normally I would, you know, at this point in time, I probably would be like, you know, woe is me, so forth and so forth. But just being able to just shift that with my energy.
Tell us a little bit about essential oils, because I know that's what you love. And then pretty much near the end, so
okay,
kind of let us know how we can get a hold of you.
Perfect. So I do a number of different things. Essential oils. I also do coaching. I also work in as a consultant in technology. So, you know, there's a ton of different things, but I guess when I look at everything that I do, because I'm always looking to add, you know, what else can I add? What else can I create? What else can I add? And essential oils are definitely things that I love to play with. I use them here in my office. I use them at home. And if what it creates for me is just, you know, the energy of the oil, of the plant that it comes with, it, the essential oils actually embody that, and there's such a contribution to my body, to my being, and to, I can definitely see those around me, you know, having that that scent infuse them. So in looking at what the many aspects of what I do, it's, you know, everything that I do is fun for me, and it's looking at being a contribution. You know, what can this oil contribute? How can it contribute to someone else? And so playing in my life like that, where I'm adding things that contribute, things that are fun, I actually have more fun.
So how can we reach you? Thank you for
coming. So, yes, you can reach me at www.createwithease.com.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.